More than 150 Sri Lankan asylum seekers face the prospect of weeks in limbo on the high seas while the High Court decides their fate. Dozens of children are among those on board the Australian customs ship, and the United Nations says it's deeply disturbed the group might be sent home. It's now calling for a full judicial review, but there's no suggestion the government is about to back down and end the saga. As it struggles in the polls, comparisons are already being drawn with the Howard government's Tampa crisis. James Glenday reports. From Canberra.
In the Sri Lankan city of Galle, 41 asylum seekers were brought to court late yesterday. Their crime? Leaving the country illegally on a boat. Their hopes of a better life were dashed after they were intercepted by Australian authorities and sent home. This man says his son and other relatives were just trying to get work. The five organisers now face up to 5 years in jail. But was the process of sending them back legal, as lawyers scramble to save another group of 153 Sri Lankans from a similar fate? The High Court has been asked to decide if the government is fulfilling its international obligations and properly considering the group's asylum claims.
We find this to be an unacceptable situation. It seems unrealistic to expect that their claims would have been adequately assessed.
Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. She says she's worried about what will happen to the people on the boat. The High Court could take up to 21 days to hold another hearing, raising the prospect the group could face weeks at sea in legal limbo.
We call upon the government to urgently find principled solutions that are in line with their obligations under international human rights law, including the right to seek asylum, including the right to health, to physical and mental health for these asylum seekers as well.
So essentially, don't leave them on the boat.
Indeed.
But there's no suggestion the group will be taken anywhere else in the interim. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, is today handing over two retired customs patrol boats to the Sri Lankan government in Colombo and was unavailable for interview, while Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is saying little.
As a lawyer, I know that you don't provide a running commentary on a court case that's still underway.
A few politicians and commentators are already making historical comparisons. The Tampa asylum seeker standoff worked politically for John Howard in 2001, but the Oceanic Viking saga may well have been the beginning of the end for Kevin Rudd in 2009.
It is Tony Abbott's Tampa, and together with the secrecy, you've got to wonder whether it's Scott Morrison's children overboard.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young believes the Prime Minister and the government are weighing up how the issue will play politically, alongside the practicality of keeping so many people at sea.
This is interesting in terms of the idea of a boat holding hundreds of asylum seekers caught out on the high seas, and yet the government of the day are doing everything they can not to give people the protection and basic decencies that they deserve.
That's Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young ending that report by James Glenday. The Prime Minister won't provide any details about the 153 asylum seekers being held by Australia at sea, but he has spoken on a report by refugee advocates that 10 mothers who were asylum seekers on Christmas Island have attempted suicide. Refugee advocates say the women are distressed because their children are sick, and some asked to be sent to Nauru to escape the conditions on Christmas Island, but they were told they had to stay until a court case resolved whether or not babies born in Australia are Australian citizens and can make their own protection claims. But one newspaper report suggests the women tried to end their lives after being told they'd be sent to Nauru or Manus Island, and in the expectation their orphaned children would be settled in Australia. On the Nine Network earlier this morning, Mr. Abbott described it as moral blackmail.
I haven't seen the story, so I can't comment upon it. If true, it is a harrowing tale, but I also have to make the point that we are going to stop the boats, we are going to maintain our policies, and this is not going to be a government which has our policy driven by people who are attempting to hold us over a moral barrel. We won't be driven by that.
This is slightly different, though, and as a father, I'm sure you have great sympathy with these people. If this story turns out to be true, mothers trying to take their own lives in order for their children to stay in this country, it takes it to a whole new level.
Well, I say if it's true, Carl, and I haven't seen the reports,
yeah.
And The fact is that the people that are on Nauru, they're being clothed, housed, fed, and above all else, they're safe. They are not going to be subjected to any persecution in Nauru. Now, I don't believe that people ought to be able to say to us, unless you accept me as a permanent resident, I am going to commit self-harm. Now, really and truly, no Australian government should be subjected to the spectacle of people saying, unless you accept us, I am going to commit self-harm. And I don't believe any Australian, any thinking Australian, would want us to capitulate to moral blackmail.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott.